I'm here with Shar Yoder and Debbie Kissinger with HCI Care Services. And good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
And big news for HCI Care Services at the beginning of the week. It was announced that you guys are merging with Visiting Nurse Services of Iowa, which is another nonprofit covering much of central Iowa. And I guess the biggest question is, the first question that a lot of people want to know, Shar, is what will this impact, if any, on the hospice care and the palliative care that you guys provide here at HCI Care Services?
Well, we want our community to know that we're going to continue to provide the great hospice service that we always have to our patients and families here in our community. And it won't have a lot of impact directly onto that. We're going to continue. It is going to make us a stronger organization. Visiting Nurses Services of Iowa has a strong history of providing health care, education, and human services to at-risk families and to children and adults. And this is going to really just expand what we can do. It's going to give us a bigger continuum of care, not just hospice care.
I just wanted to say that it is really a good fit between the two organizations. We both share the same missions and share common goals. Together, we feel it will be a strong continuous care from birth to the end of life. We're really excited, and we believe it will benefit the community and serving more people.
And with this, will we see perhaps VNS officials a stronger presence in Marion County? Is that something that people can expect? Will they be able to outreach VNS through the office here in Knoxville, the HCI office? Those details aren't quite figured out yet.
Those details aren't figured out yet. It's going to take some time for this merger to take place. It's going to happen, over the next months, and we'll find out what that is. VNS is present in Marion County, and I would anticipate that it would bring a larger presence to their services for us here in the future.
So VNS really focuses, though, on families and education. What is that focus within the education? What are they helping at-risk families, youth, learn through their services?
Well, we're just getting to know this organization also, but they do a lot with child wellness, family planning, home care services. They do a lot with senior citizens and the senior core, multiple things that they do.
I would also say that last year they served over 46,000 families. They do such thing as flu vaccinations. They have a Healthy Start Families program. There's many family programs, including maternal child health programs. You'll also see them with dental screenings for children and pregnant women. Those are just a few to mention, but you'll hear more about those services as we learn more.
So really, from, like you said, from birth to death, the merger will help be able to cover families all the way through that life cycle.
Exactly.
Another strong point is, I would say, we, as the two organizations merge, we can do more with less. The combination will be with their expertise and resources to operate more efficiently. Together, we'll create long-term stability in the face of challenging economic times. With the Medicare cuts coming down in the future, we'll be stronger financially, and we can assure future growth for hospice care.
Both organizations have volunteers. They both have strong volunteer programs. They operate a little bit differently, but that's just another strength that we both have that we'll be able to utilize together.
You hopefully utilize each other's volunteer base, that sort of thing.
Possibly.
Yeah. What kind of effect would this have on the foundation, Debbie?
We don't see that it will really affect the foundation at all. We're both nonprofits. We will be accepting donations as usual. And in fact, now is a good time of year if your mission aligns with us. Our mission is assuring access to quality of life at the end of life through dedicated stewardship and cultivation of community gifts. That's the foundation's mission. If you find your mission is aligned with that, we'd love you to consider contributing at the end of the year. You can do that by going to our website at hcicareservices.org, or you can stop in our office on Main Street.
And just a reminder, foundation, you said it's mission, but what are some specific things that the foundation actually does?
Specifically, we have several programs, but the one that is most powerful, I would say, would be our quality of life program. For instance, we just had a patient that had an infestation of bed bugs and roaches, and the living conditions were beyond what you can imagine. So the foundation and staff work to provide an exterminator and improve this gentleman's quality of life because he really did want to stay home. The wish is granted through donations in our community, so things like that. You might think they're simple, but they really we really focus on quality care.
They really mean a lot for those patients at the time that they receive those quality of life wishes.
Is there anything else you guys wanted to add today? Or
I would just say stay tuned. It's an exciting time for us, and we are here to continue to provide really good care for patients here in Marion County.
Okay.
And throughout.
Yep. All right.
Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you very much, ladies.